Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And thank you so much for your support for the platform. Really appreciate it. We're going to talk about the fallout following the stupendous political losses that the Conservatives suffered on Thursday after the Wakefield and the Honiton by-elections, where, as you know, they lost seats. Redwall seat, and they also lost a blue wall seat. You know, I imagine they lost a seat where they held a 23,000 seat majority. So obviously, there's been a big political reaction to that. But I wanted to talk about Boris Johnson's response to this, because the fact of the matter is that I think. They're trying to put across the idea, oh, this is midterm blues, don't worry about it. I think Boris should worry about it. Let's listen to what he says.
I'm not going to pretend these are brilliant results. We've got to learn. But it wasn't that long ago, only just over a year ago, that we won a spectacular by-election victory. When people are finding it tough, they send messages to politicians. And politicians have got to respond. And that's what we're doing. I think the fundamentals in the UK economy are good, but we've got to recognise that times are tough for people right now. But I think we have the right programme, the right plan for a stronger economy to get our country through it and come out stronger the other side.
And just before we go any further in that one, this great plan that he has... because he believes all the fundamentals are solid. The UK is suffering economic decline. It's suffering from soaring inflation. It's suffering from huge economic debt. And all those things can be laid directly at the feet of this government. But Boris thinks those are all results. Those are all positive results. Let's listen a little bit more.
I think that what people want is a government that focuses 100% on their concerns and not on political consequences in Westminster.
Would that include Rwanda, for example, or are most Brits concerned about Rwanda? Because this little clip that I'm playing you, he recorded in Rwanda. Are most Brits desperately concerned about Ukraine? I don't think so.
I've absolutely no doubt that this is a government that has not only achieved remarkable things, done some very great things.
Great things? This is the government that took away our freedoms, that locked us down, that essentially took away our liberty for almost 2 years. And this is the government that tried to introduce COVID passports. This is the government that forced people to take an experimental gene therapy where there were no medium to long-term studies. This is the government that has essentially overturned our British way of life. And Boris is proud of that.
Is going to continue to do some great things for the people of this country.
You're now out of the country until next Thursday. Are you worried MPs from your own party are going to be plotting to get rid of you while you're away? And secondly, you've just lost what was a really safe Tory seat. How are you going to stop blue wall voters across the country voting Lib Dem in the next general election?
Thanks. So Camilla, I think the answer to the first question is no. You know, if governments crumpled because of by-election results in the whole of the post-war period, we wouldn't have had many post-war governments. And that, I'm afraid, of course, we need to listen to the messages that we're getting. We need to learn. But in the end, we've got to get on and deliver for the British people. And that is what we're doing.
So there you have it. He is absolutely delusional. Absolutely delusional. I reckon that a large number of Conservative MPs will be extraordinarily worried, because one of the key...
I'm not going to pretend these are brilliant...
Shut up, Boris. Sorry about that. Boris wants to get back in. If you look back to see what's happened in Tiverton, for example, only 40 Conservative MPs have bigger majorities than that lost by the party in Tiverton overnight. So just think about that. Technically, only 40 of them could survive what happened last evening. Now, I know that's not going to happen. I know that that it doesn't necessarily translate like that, but it's got to be a worry. Plus, you know, there are many Conservative MPs with majorities of, you know, only a couple of thousand, and pretty much every one of them must be very, very alarmed that it could be curtains for them come the end of this Parliament, when the people get to go to the polls. And the other thing is that Boris Johnson doesn't seem to understand that a lot of the dissatisfaction is aimed at Boris Johnson. To present it as midterm blues, to me, it's utter deflection. It's much more than midterm blues. It is, to my mind, the British people are basically sick of this Conservative government. You know, and it doesn't mean that we're in love with Labour, and it doesn't mean we're in love with the Lib Dems, but I reckon people just are at the point where they think, well, anything's got to be better than this. Now, you could argue about that. You could say, well, no, I don't think having a Labour-Lib Dem government would be better than this. But the problem is that this Conservative government has not governed as a Conservative government. And people see that. People see the tax rises. People see the financial incompetence. Those are the two things. People see the betrayal of groups such as pensioners. And people aren't stupid. They see all that and they take a view. And maybe that view is, well, next time round, they'll just sit it out. They'll not go out and vote. Or maybe this next time out, they will go out and vote, but they will vote for opposition parties just to get rid of the Conservatives. Now, that leaves the Conservatives with a dilemma. They either stick with Boris Johnson until 2024, or they try to get rid of him, bring someone else in, give the whole thing a lick of paint, spruce it up, and come back and try and fool us next time around with something that at least is superficially Conservative. But I don't know how that can be, because the financial pit that this government has dug the British people into, the soaring inflation, you know, the energy costs, all of that, the so-called cost of living crisis, that has been brought about by this government. This is the government that's caused this. So I don't know how the government can undo the thing that the government has caused. And for that reason, as I said to you, you know, the other day, I think this government and this Conservative administration is at this point doomed. Thanks for listening.